Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian. The Inevitable has a really good buffer. 200 to go. She's 5 lengths in front. Mr. Brightside's chipping away. Pride of Jenny trying to find the reserves at the 100. She's 3 in front of Mr. Brightside. It's all too late. Pride of Jenny has run them into the night. Zaki joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face at the 150. Animo takes the lead from Zaki. Alligator Blood, I'm Thunderstruck. But it's Animo clear. I'm Thunderstruck late. Dream at the 100 is getting desperate. Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Oh, she's too good. They can't beat her. In time I so untold, I'm just another soul for sale. Oh, well.
The beach is out of breath. We are not promoting. G'day, listeners, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast. We are previewing the final Group 1 of the 2024-25 season. It is, of course, the Tats Tiara. It's been won in recent years by some pretty good horses. Ballina Patina last year, Tafane back in 21. You even had a horse called Tycoon Tara won the Tats Tiara 2017. Aside from that, it's a very pox weekend of racing, but nonetheless, we'll try and do our best, and we'll try and do better than last week. Will Alford,
not hard.
The bot, and Nico Magalta join myself, Ben Caluzzi, on the panel. Fellas, how are we doing?
Well, I thought last week was going to be a good weekend of racing.
It was not.
Turned out it was fucking shit.
We had no money at 11:55 a.m.
Jesus, what a like.
Who would have thought?
I remember last time I was properly stripped out. Like,
who would have thought?
It was so bad.
Who would have thought a dirty midweek maiden winner in the middle of winter went pop.
Do me a favor. No, that's just completely wrong. That he is a good horse. Observer is a good horse. He'll win a good race.
He'll be fucking good. Day. He'll be racing at fucking Dalby or somewhere in the middle of far north Queensland.
Potentially, but he ran good time at Sandown.
On a leaders track in the middle of winter.
Are you that glue stick bloke?
I'm not, but it's just so unlike you to hype a horse out of a midweek maiden in the middle of winter, and the fact that you're still sticking up for him makes me sick. Just copper sweep in the chin. The horse isn't as good as what you thought.
But you actually get along with that glue stick bloke on Twitter a little bit too well for my liking.
Yeah, because Bot's a coward and he'll never say boo on Twitter.
Yeah. No, I'll just take the piss out of him. It's funny.
Whoever's bagging me on the Racing Previews account, Bot just joins in and sticks the sword in double.
I love it. It's like my favourite pastime.
Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, I had a fantastic Royal Ascot Carnival and then I just gave it all back on Saturday. It just wasn't good at all. Wasn't good, wasn't smart. Anyway, how about those blue baggers? Absolutely flying.
Yeah, humming. At least the Bombers are morals this week. Can't get beaten by the bye. That's good.
True. You don't get any points for it.
I wouldn't put it past us, to be honest.
Tell you what, the Blues have found some real consistency the last 2 weeks.
Speaking of footy, our man Benny notching up 50 disposals last week. We've got to bring that up.
You may as well have gotten a call up tonight. You shouldn't have been on.
Well, I wasn't actually going to bring it up, boys, but since
I have some very strong mail that you watched that video of you kicking the ball a couple times.
Oh, on
very
replay.
Strong mail.
He would have opened up his phone like he does with the tab. He would have covered it. Watched it again. Covered it. Watched it again.
Very strong mail.
No comment. It'll probably never happen again. So you got to enjoy it.
Is that the worst disposals you've ever had in a game?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Before you were like under 12s, doesn't count when you were dominating.
Nah, yeah. Yeah, well, they were only short quarters as well. When you got half an hour quarters, you can actually rack it up a bit more.
When you used to kick it around with a string attached to it, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
You know, running around in the backyard pretending you're efficient, like Bot, pretending you're whoever.
Premier Data proper stitched me up, though. I'm obviously I'm obviously playing half back line, so I'm not getting that many contested possessions. Oh. A lot of them are just loose balls, and they decided to put in the stat line on the Instagram post how many contested balls I got. It was fuck all.
Cheap ball merchant. Cheap ball merchant on a half back.
How many kick-ins do you have, mate?
It would have been like five, maybe.
Just a cheap ball half-back merchant.
Yeah. Anyway, good for your Supercoach teams.
All right. Well, we'll back the unders next week on you, mate, because they're going to tag you.
Yeah, probably. That's the shit thing about it. Anyway, let's get to some racing, shall we? Unless we've got anything else you want to talk about.
Yeah, no, for the racing shit, I'd rather sit here and talk about your football, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, so would I, but anyway, we'll move on to the racing. Caulfield, rails out 12 metres. I think that's as far out as it goes. It's a soft 7 at the moment. We do have drying conditions over the next couple of days, but that said, I still think we're heading for a soft track, whether that's a 5, we'll still soon see, but 14 degrees on Friday and 15 on Saturday, so it's nice and chilly. Manolo Bling, $3.30 favorite in race 2. That's the 1,000 meter 3-year-old open. Trembles is $3.90. Romani It De Mum, $4.40. Foxenberg, $5.50. And Run Like an Encryption is $8.50. What was the latest mail on Romani? Because we know it's not going to Adelaide.
It's
are they running
at all.
Both?
Yep,
yeah, right. I thought I heard that.
So why is it still in then? What's going on there?
Oh, because this is the stock standard procedure. There's no urgency to scratch runners.
Well, what's it doing then? Is it just injured or
no, bro? Like they're just waiting for another day. No, legit.
I don't think they're happy about the game, which is a bit.
Oh fuck! Sorry. It's Caulfield, guys. It's 1,000 meters.
Yeah, it's
rail. The rail's out 12. They're literally going to be coming around the grandstand into the home stretch.
Guys, what are we doing here?
I don't know. That's what I heard. It could be because of the gate. Maybe they've got another race. But what's that? Is that 15 cents of deductions, roughly? $4.40, something like that.
I'll blame Tommy for that one.
Yeah,
Tommy Hardy.
Tommy Preble or Tommy Hardy.
Tommy Hardy. Probably blame both of them.
It's anyone's fault, but Bots.
Anyway, I hope you're not backing Romani. Who are you backing?
No, I just want percentage in there because I don't think it's much good and I don't think it's a 1,000 meter horse.
Right.
Trembles I like in this. I don't think Manalo Bling's a whole lot better. I think Trembles is probably a little bit interesting here with, I think it'll roll forward and especially with Dakota Keane off. She did the job for us last time, but I think that massive drift was half inspired by her.
It was half inspired because of the fucking pattern on the day. Enough. And we got blessed.
It was an on pace horse.
But it wasn't going to find the fence. And we got blessed that they handed up and cost us the race on that mule Stoke. It's a hateful commodity.
I think it was jockey inspired, you could see it in the finish. I think
Dakota's brilliance.
I think a stronger senior rider going on will benefit this horse and. If Foxenberg wins, I may never bet on horse racing again. Because that horse costs so much money. Oh, fuck.
Yep. Just another maiden of that Bot backed off the map. Thought it was going to be a group horse.
It probably will end up being a group horse, but I just didn't back it at the right time.
In Brazil or something, maybe.
All right. The Blue Jackets. Nothing much right has gone good for those in blue this week.
Stop it.
It's been a bad week for those
Watt
in blue.
Watt is just committed to the hilt with him and the Blue Jackets in the middle of winter. With
mate, if they run fast time, they run fast.
We're going to have to start calling you Rory Flanagan, mate.
Why?
Back in the Blue Jackets.
Does he do that?
Oh, yeah, he loves a good off and horse overseas.
You're basically the Australian version of Rory Flanagan. Good. What are you talking about, mate? Why don't you know that?
Rebels romance, luckily, was finally came to the fore for Charlie. But to be fair, John and Thady Gosden, they actually had a few winners in the Royal Blue, obviously Ombudsman and the like, but it wasn't a, was not a good week for Charlie Appleby, but luckily
and
he got
Trawlerman
away with one. Yeah, Trawlerman as well, yet again, Gosden. Let's move on to race three, 1,200-meter, three-year-old open fillies race. Bot has found a bet here somehow. Mercurial Lady 370 from Stage and Screen 420. Betwitchery is $7. Zarpo is a very interesting horse. I'm hoping this is the one you found at $7.50, Bot. Is it?
No.
Damn. Why not?
I don't know. It's first up, I think it's a miler. I mean, Houston's a fair rider, but he's not one that I like to find.
It showed, a lot of talent.
Not unless it's at Horsham, eh, Bot?
What?
Not unless it's at Horsham. You're in Houston.
Are you talking about that
Houston,
one time
we have
I
a
backed
problem.
Houston at Houston Horsham and I think there was like a 25% Furman. Fuck you. That was ages ago. Yeah, I think it was called TNT for Pruska. Anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm backing the Moody Philly that ran massive time and won by 7 lengths at Ballarat Synthetic. off the Syntho form. I think it'll roll across and I think it's a really nice horse. It's bred to be pretty good and maybe staying at 1,200 metres is a little bit of a worry, but it ran really quick time, so over 1,200 metres last time, so you wouldn't have thought that it'd be too negative for it. And it gets probably a positive jockey switch, and it was expressed in betting. It was off a couple of nice trials of its first campaign, went second campaign off two nice trials, and then they backed it off the boards to win by a big margin. So it could be one that's a little bit better than this grade of race. Although Stage and Screen is a nice horse, but I've always thought Stage and Screen was at least a miler, and they need to get up and trip desperately.
All right, let's move on to race five then. It is a 2,000-meter benchmark 78. Captain Electric, $3.50. Favorite from Euphoric. Big Class Drop, $5. Blanchland, $7. Flame and Romans, $8. Rainbow Delight, also $8. And Lording, $11. Euphoric, I thought, was pretty good last start and is warming up to another win, but has got to carry the weight here, 61 kilos. What were your thoughts on the race, Bot?
Yeah, I'd have loved Euphoric to win last start, but that doesn't matter. Blanchland's the one I'm on. I think he ran really nice splits last time. He was big odds there. But at his absolute best, he's 3.5 lengths off Rebels Romance, who won the Hardwick and is obviously like a 5-time Group 1 winner over in Europe. And he ran 3.5 lengths behind him in an all-weather stakes race. I think it was at Linkfield or something like that.
That's crazy, isn't it? All weather stakes racing.
yeah, you wouldn't have thought it, but they do it. They do. They have quite a lot of stakes racing over there on the all weather. It's at its absolute best. It is lengths better than these. The setup's not perfect. It's 35 days between runs. Second up. If it had a run in between this, you'd probably take 250 for it. But it's 750 and I think it's a pretty comfortable bet, even though the setup's not absolutely perfect. I think at its best, it could smack these by about four lengths, but it might not be there. But if it's anywhere near it, it's a front running, staying horse, and that has some really strong form lines and can run a rating that'll test these. So he's a pretty comfortable bet at $7.50.
All righty, let's move on to race six, which is an 1,100-meter. Benchmark 84 for the fillies and mares. The Black Cloud, $3.50. Cheers to that, $4.60. Well backed. 16 Reasons, $8. Empress of Wonder, $9. Then you're way out to Edgerton, which is $16. And longer the rest. I won't be having too many bets on Saturday, especially at Caulfield, but the Black Cloud is one that I'm very keen on. I just think she brings the different form lines. She brings the best form lines. Joe Pride has found it a very winnable race for her here. These look like they're all just going up and down on the one spot. She's a winner. She's won four of her 12 starts, placed in a further four. That form she brings us from Sydney is just has to be better. She strung a few wins together a couple of preparations ago, and then last prep, you know, she's running horses like She's an A-lister to a length and Time to Boogie to a length and a half in stronger races. So, yeah, I just think she's the one. 60 kilos, but she gets the 2 kilo weight relief with the apprentice claim. She's drawn wide, but that doesn't really matter out of the shoot start. I think she'll just sit wide on the track and go boom. And as we know, when Joe Pride does bring these sorts of horses to Victoria, they're usually extremely hard to beat. So, yeah, that's where I was heading. I thought it was one of the better bets of the day. Will, any thoughts?
Well, I had a look at the Joseph Pride stuff, and he's not that crash hot in Victoria, but yeah, I think that on ratings, the Black Cloud's one that you probably could be on at 360, but when you do all the maps and stuff, it's gonna get a, you know, it's just gonna be in the right spot. I think Cheers to That's an interesting horse because it's since it's transferred to Jason Warren, and I think Jason Warren's a really good trainer. He's an underrated trainer. From Lindsay Smith, this horse, it's gone to a new level. But you know, I think that gate 14, they're probably going to be negative, and it's going to be running onto a nice third or fourth, and the Black Cloud is going to be off and gone. But I couldn't have a bet, to be honest. But Cheers to That is a really nice horse, but maybe not here.
All right, too easy. We'll go to race 7 then. 1,200 meter benchmark 84. Moby Dick, $4.80. From Keep You Cool, $6. Zoo Sensation, $6.50. We've got four that are $6.50 here. Zoo Sensation, Chinqui, Rokoki, and La Fracas. And Carbonados is $8. What did you find here?
I thought it was an interesting race. I thought that Rokoki was, you know, I think it can improve off its first up run. I think that it was quite good there. It's had a nice little trial between runs. Talbragar's one, I thought that was just outpaced over 1,000 meters last time, and at its absolute best, it's pretty close to the best horse in this race. Moonhaven was really good, so is Along the River. So there's a couple ones that you can probably have something on out wide. Obviously, Lafraca's, if it doesn't get a run, a little bit of percentage will come out of the market. So the ones that I'm sort of centering my thoughts around are Rokoki, Talbragar, and Moonhaven in that race.
Sweet. Let's move on swiftly then to race 8, 2,000 meter quality event. Probably the feature race of the day, even though it doesn't exactly have that title. Sayadati Sadati is $3.70 favorite. How? Earlswood, $5. From Charterhouse, $8. Flash Feeling, $9. Dublin Journal's the same price, $9. And Milford, $10. I've got a strong two-bet play here. I think Earlswood should just about be favorite. His run first up over 1,400 meters was excellent, and I just think that Gav might really have him humming this preparation. He was only beaten 2.5 lengths by some pretty decent horses. He went around 100-1 first up. Then quickly up to 1,800 meters last start. He was held up at a critical stage from probably the 400 to the 200 there at Sandown. Again, he got out. He ran Sabin to a half length, who had all the momentum down the outside. Look, you could argue that his form at 16 to 18 is a little bit better than his form at 2,000 meters. But I just think he's primed for this. He's third up. He should be peak fitness-wise. Drawn out in 10, at least that means he's going to have clear air. And he beat the horses he meets again fair and square last start. They were Sayadati Sadati, Charterhouse, Dublin Journal, and Milford. Milford is the other horse I want to be on. He's currently $11. Probably another one that was a little bit unlucky last start, just held up in behind runners, got through late. it was all too late, unfortunately. From barrier two, he's going to settle a lot closer. He gets Declan Bates on. And yeah, as I said, this is a horse who has knocked off good 2,000 meter races late in the preparation, whether that's Caulfield. He's won the Easter Cup a couple times here. He might be over the hill a little bit, but I just think he's over the odds. So I'm really strong on these two. I'm strongly against Sayadati Sadati. I thought he had every possible chance last time and was still weak. He's very much a one pacer who probably needs more speed in his races. And I just don't know if they're going to get that here. And I don't know if they're going to be smart enough to roll along in front and do it themselves.
Yeah.
Any thoughts at all, Bot?
I thought Ambi Wright was big. So it was horrifying. Ambi Wright was wired around that Sandown turn and had a bit to do, and horrifying was a long way back in a solo run race, and if he runs to any of the form he ran last preparation, he's in the finish here. I keep backing Sayadati Sadati. Two massive firms last two starts, and if it wins here, I'll be sick, but I can't be on it at that price.
Yep. All right, that's the Caulfield car, but I just want to quickly get your thoughts on race one and race nine. Obviously, Son of Kirk was a good debut. He's a horse who's a little bit green still, can miss the start, which he did on debut, but he ran home good sections behind Miss Olay. It's back to 1,000 metres. Any thoughts?
Yeah, he seems like one that will improve with time and more ground. I don't think 1,000 metres will suit him at all, but he could be good enough to win regardless. No, I don't have much thought here. I think... if I was going to pick one, Hello Romeo was probably the most professional of them. And I see that this Kieran Maher thing that's called Oyster Lane has been a big firm early, and that could be something.
Yeah, it's jumped out very well, Oyster Lane. So I'd probably be Son of Kirk and Oyster Lane, but don't know if I'd be betting. And race nine, the Open drifted earlier in the week and has been well supported back into 340 on tab. Regal Vow has been pretty good this preparation. Yellow Sam got the win last time. I don't know if Yellow Sam is potentially better at 1,200 metres than 14. Did you have any thoughts on the last?
Yeah, I don't. I'm really confused because I don't know what to do with the Golden Topaz figure. I think it just feels wrong. I don't know. Like on the figures, I should be backing Yellow Sam, but I feel gross about it. No really strong opinion. Lim Sal Toro looks good, but he was there and the pace was even. The Open at $5, I'll back him. I mean, I could have so many bets in this race. It just depends what the market does. I don't know. I can't say now.
All right. Nico, any thoughts at all on the Caulfield program or given a wide berth?
Well, you can bin the joint. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting racing.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great, I'll be honest.
It's all right.
No, it's fucking grim, but don't put
it. All right,
you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. You can race at Caulfield on Saturday, but it's still shit.
In the middle of winter.
That's what it is. It's vomit. It's like food poisoning, racing edition. Disgusting.
Nico's words of wisdom. Late on a Thursday night, 10 p.m.
Disgusting.
I've got one bet at Rose Hill Gardens. Rails out six. It's currently a soft five. I would like it to stay in the soft range for this horse. It's in the Stayers Cup, race seven. 2,400 meter benchmark, 90. Casual Connection, 310. Spaycaster, 650. Marmona, 650. Baccio del Mist is 750. And Allegron, what's it doing there? What's it doing there at 850?
Show me. What is this? What race?
Race seven, Rose Hill.
Oh, I'll turn zero. The TV on for that.
Out of zero there, punters.
Hey, they went slowly there last time. That's not his go.
Anyway, Casual Connection, its last two figures over this distance have both been huge. He's a horse who won by three lengths, a couple starts back on a heavy track, and then carried the 59.5 last time, was beaten by Timpanist, who isn't really a 2,400 meter horse. Well, maybe they should have been running him over 2,400 meters more because they gapped third. Again, the figure was very good for this. gets down to 53 kilos after the Molly Burke claim and will roll forward from the wide gate. So even with Heza Shocker and Don Diego de Vega, when they were in this race, they've since been scratched. I was still quite happy to back this horse based on the figures it has ran the last couple. But with them out, I'm extremely keen. I think he looks a really nice bet at $3.20. He has been up
a
lot.
I see why. Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
He has been up
a lot. Back it, save Allegro.
Yes. That's sick. Just back him.
You gotta have something on Allegro.
He's been up a long time, but yeah, if he repeats anything close to what he's done his last couple, then he'll just handle these. And he's John Sargent's only runner for the day, Nico. And what do we say about that?
The system.
There's not a system. Go for system bets aren't a thing in the middle of winter with shit.
Come on, mate. You're raining on my parade.
Oh, does casual connection go forward?
Huh?
Well,
does
casual connection go forward?
Yeah, it goes forward.
Yeah, okay.
Your slug Allegro would be lucky to beat the ambulance home.
He's traveling nicely.
Yeah,
he'll win one.
The fumes have burnt out, and there's nothing left in the tank.
There's no maiden hurdles left for this year, so I don't know.
Fuck, hey, he's not going hurdling.
Yeah, thank fuck.
I wouldn't be able to watch him. I'd get too nervous.
He'd be the biggest pen job ever.
If he went jumping,
he wouldn't even win a maiden hurdle at Coleraine.
But you might have to buy him so he doesn't go hurdling.
One of us have already tried that. I'd buy him and put him. He'd live next to my sausage dog.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't back Observer, you probably would have the funds for it.
Oh, but, fuck you.
Observer will be in his backyard with his sausage dog, surely.
Let's move on to Eagle Farm, where it is currently a soft five. Usually on this meeting, it is completely fence off because they have been racing and there's been plenty of traffic. But the rail is out 6 metres, that being said. I remember a couple of years ago, remember when Tefane won? She was just about kissing the grandstand rail. I want to start in race four. It's the Tattersall's Stakes. It's a 1,400-meter listed event for the two-year-olds. Brave Design, $3.40. Favorite from Autumn Boy, $3.90. Duke of Arrakis is $6. Royal Chic is $9.50. Then you're out to Fabulante's, $11, obviously in the Heathcote colors. Bit of a play on words from Star Tontes and some of those other horses who have carried the Rothfire colours. Brave Design is obviously the horse to beat, and he was really good last time. All his ratings match up really well. I just think there might be one here with a bigger final 400 metres getting out to 1,400, which is Autumn Boy. What he did on debut was sensational. Off a slow tempo, ran his last 400, 10 lengths above the class average. Beat Central Coast. Central Coast has come out and since won. Central Coast is the horse who is impeccably bred by Wootton Bassett out of Sunlight. I know Autumn Boy went around 50-1 there, but you know there was nothing to go off. He was just running around in trials. And this just looks a proper Autumn Sun colt who will keep improving out in trip. And Brave Design, he's going to be the one to catch. But, gee, with J-Mac going on Autumn Boy, just stalking him from a couple lengths behind, I think he might be able to do it. And in terms of Queensland bets, he's probably one of my better bets of the day.
Last 400 metres is arousing.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that. Nico, are you getting involved in anything in Queensland? We'll go straight to the Group 1. Still on mute. Still on mute. Come on, mate.
Nothing for me. There's only one bet you need to have on Saturday, and that's in WA. So.
All right, we'll get to that in a sec. Yeah. Quickly, the Tats TR, 1,400-meter group on Fillies and Mares, Firestorm, $4.20 from Floozy. What does that rhyme with?
Kaluzi,
there it is.
Shut up.
She's $7.50. Grinzinger Bell, $11. Zazu, $15. Just Feeling Lucky, $17. Who would have thought?
He's dead set full of himself tonight, isn't he, bud?
I know. Look at me. He's watching himself kicking footballs. He's 50 disposals.
I think he actually was watching it. I caught the glance of the mirror in behind. He was actually watching it before.
No mirror in here, punters. Nico talking smack. Alencia, $18. I don't think we would have thought that would be a price that she would go around in a race like this.
Oh, you can have her.
Bad. She was pretty bad.
You
first.
You can have her.
Nico tipped her out of form.
Not hard.
No, she's just one of those typical Waller mares that's had her little purple patch in her purple colours.
Star Thoroughbreds actually followed me the other day.
Yeah, so they do great work, but she's ready to go to better pastures, Alicia. Yep. She wants to be tied down somewhere else.
Oh,
you're geez. Disgusting.
What?
Oh, all right. I think there might be a few mares in this race that we'll probably be doing that very soon, because a lot of them are out of form and they probably will be heading to the breeding barn. The speed here, Jesus, I don't know where to go from that.
It's almost as good as his dripping cream comment. I'll tell you what, this race is not dripping in cream.
No, there's not much cream.
This
here.
Race lost all credibility when the winner never
it's
made
lost
it.
All cream.
This, lost all creamability. Cream.
This race lost all credibility when the winner of it ended up going to the paddock and might not ever race again.
Who's that?
Where's the Munns colours? Zlotties would have absolutely shit in this race. Absolutely Zlotties. Beat them to a pulp.
Didn't it get beat last time? Somewhere?
Anyway, this is just irrelevant chat. Let's try and keep this podcast to 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
Well, Bod's spoken about camels that'll be eating grass
Bryn
in the backyard.
Zinger Bell is your clear and obvious leader. She goes forward, leads them up from barrier 7. She's got the Yulong silks for the first time. So as Nico alluded to, she'll be doing a bit of that later on this year, I would have thought. Firestorm and Tashi are the two main chances that I want to back. Firestorm just looks short of a run first up behind Floozy. She still ran well, but she just wasn't quite as dynamic. She's second up here. She's going to be drawn wide. She's probably going to be getting to those better lanes. And I just think Chris Waller, grand final day, she's 1,300 up to 1,400 metres. I think she is a deserving favourite, and I do think she can turn the tables on Floozy, who is – everything just sort of landed in her lap last start. No doubt she's flying, and hats off to Tony Dolan for, you know, getting her to run so well. She's won 5 in a row, and she's airborne. But I just think the end of a strong 1,400 metres here, with Grinzinger Bell going at a strong tempo, as she likes to do, might just find her out. So Firestorm on top from Tashi, who actually split them last time. It's another horse who's flying. You probably wouldn't say it's a Group 1 horse, but this doesn't really look a Group 1 race. And she's just right there. She's got the right ratings on the board. She's run second. 1,400 metres is perfect. She ran third behind Amelia's Jewel in a farcically run Group 2, only a couple starts back. And yeah, if she's ever going to win a Group 1, then this is her chance. So I've taken $7 Firestorm all in, and I've taken $8. I'm probably going to have something small on Grinzinger Bell as well, $12, $13, $14 plus. She's probably better at 1,600 metres, and she's better on a soft track where she can really open the field up. But nonetheless, we've seen what she can do before. And yeah, when she does get her own way in front, which she will here, she's deadly. Will or Nico, any thoughts?
Coco Sun looks big to me.
She
was it meant to run ages now. Ago, and I said it was big first up like a while ago. What happened there?
She needs to go and do what I said. The others are going to be going.
Maybe something's not right.
Yeah. Nah, I think she's I think that she's too big.
She did run all right against another Will Fresh at 1,400 last prep. She carried a big weight as well.
You're
but...
kidding yourself, Bob.
Nah.
Tashi would be on top, but she doesn't win either, so that shows you
exactly
the race.
I back Tashi in a Sandown race. First up.
It got beat, obviously.
She's scared of the post.
Of course.
She's scared of the winning post.
I don't think Tashi's ever won.
I think it's amazing. Well,
obviously, she has.
Shut up. Can we go back to race five? I want to say something.
She'd be flat out beating you in a race, though.
What do you got, race five?
Don Diego de Vega.
Oh, you are sick.
You are a sucker for pain.
Why? I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
Are you actually going to back this thing? If not, don't fill the punters' heads with this jargon that they do not need to hear about a milk drinking weak.
He's another one like horse. He's not similar to Sayadati Sadati, but he doesn't have like a turn of foot. So he needs. I reckon he needs.
They don't have a turn of heart.
Well, you two mugs got sucked into him off good like 1800 and 2000 meter runs.
Yeah, like 18 like months ago.
Fast paces.
18 months
ago. Yeah, but
he's
not a 2000 meter horse.
He's a fucking slug is what he is.
Yeah, he's a slow mile and a half horse.
Wouldn't win a maiden hurdle.
he'll win on Saturday.
The interesting thing about these Tats Cup is a lot of them are wet trackers. Sir Lucan, he's a shocker. Don Diego de Vega, Banker's Choice. They all want cut out of the ground. And
they're all just stays.
I don't know if they're going to. They'll
just run forever.
I can't actually knock the tip. I think Sir Lucan looks very much under the odds.
They'll run forever, very slowly.
But yeah, this is a
Sir Lucan runs good every like he's got he's run like his peak like three times in the last 12 starts. Other than that, like he completely drops off the face. I wonder if he's a bleeder actually.
I reckon he jars up on firm ground.
Maybe. I don't know. I think that you couldn't back him.
No. Anyway, let's move on.
Don Diego Guevara.
All right, Don Diego Ducat.
Yes.
Race seven over Pinjarra. This will be 20 past six. And hopefully we're not trying to get out of a hole. It's the Belmont Guineas at
Pinjarra. You should never do that.
The Belmont Guineas at Pinjarra. Go work that out. I don't know.
It's because of the track.
Oh, it's no good, is it?
No, it's still a few weeks away.
Right. 1600 meter listed event. Storyville, $2.60. You can have that. Opportunistic, well-supported, $3.70. Elite Missile, $4.80. Earthstorm, $9. And Redback Flyer, $11. I'm betting in this race, but I'll let Nico go first because he hasn't had the mic much tonight.
Yep. Well, there's only one bet you need to have on Saturday. It's number three, Opportunistic. Absolute moral. This horse is looking for 1,600 metres. Unbeaten son of So You Think. Be doing his dad proud. Yeah.
He's coming to get him.
He's got a bit in store, this horse. He's got all the hashtag upside in the world. Elite Missile was gallant last start, but I think out to the mile, third ever race start, opportunistic. He puts his stamp down as probably the best 3-year-old in WA. I think Storyville's a hype merchant. Can't believe she's $2.60, albeit she gets a very big weight swing in her favour. I don't think even that will save her. Bit of Pike, Grand Nalana tax, I think. On Storyville, I think Opportunistic is a certainty. What?
How is Storyville favourite after Opportunistic belted her last?
Well, things change. Pike. It was off fence, off speed, wet track. Now we go back to a good track.
Yeah, but the pace wasn't even that fast.
I know. And I don't think I'm not buying into any of it. But I'm just they're part of the reasons.
Was this the horse Opportunistic that like you got mail for or something that was
yeah, ads have got mail like, on the first debut. Start and then it shit in.
Okay. Ads didn't get that mail.
Ben wants to keep getting that mail.
We probably cut that out.
No, there's no editing on this podcast. Should know that.
It was just the tip of the first start. They thought it went well. There was nothing in the next start when it pissed in. So take it with a grain of salt.
Well, that was that much was inferred after it pissed in at its first start.
Well, not really. It still went around fucking.
Well, it was $5. One that went from a maiden straight to a listed race and got the job done.
I went around $5 back, last start. So
fuck you.
Storyville was $2.25 favorite versus Opportunistic $5 last start. So it wasn't like everyone thought Opportunistic was immoral.
Yeah, but it was $11 into $5.
All right, anyway. Let me talk. Two lays of the day on Saturday. One of them is Sayadati Sadati and the other is Storyville. So you can multi them with confidence. They'll probably both win. But
I'll do that.
You either look at this race and you go, Storyville is getting out to her preferred trip, 1,600 metres. She draws beautifully in barrier five. She gets a big weight swing on Opportunistic and Elite Missile. You can look at it that way, or you can watch the race and go, Opportunistic and Elite Missile absolutely dropped her, went past her like she was nailed to the ground, put 2.5 lengths on her, and out to 1,600 metres, they've got more improvement to come. And her form from her three-year-old, early in her three-year-old season against the fillies is just not strong, and she's one of the biggest false favourites ever to open in a Kingston Town Classic, and that's how I'm viewing it. It's not called the Kingston Town anymore, is it? What is it? It's the Northerly. I'm back in both of them. Opportunistic should be favourite. He took great improvement from start one to start two, came down the outside on the soft track and was too good for Elite Missile. He should be favourite. He's the one who still has more upside than anything else in the field, and I'm very excited to see him out to the mile. But I'm also going to back Elite Missile. The query with him probably is that 1,600 metres, potentially maybe he's better at 1,400 metres because he is one of those horses who gets back and has to sustain that long run. And sometimes an extra 200 metres, horses just peak on that run. And he has had one start at the mile and didn't figure in the finish. But I'm still happy to back them both for a similar result. I thought he was excellent last time. I just think around $4.80, I would still mark him a little bit shorter than that. So very, very strong bracket bet play. And Storyville, I just think she's overrated. And her ratings just don't match up with the SPs she goes around at. All right. Nico, I'll give you the baton. What have you got for us on Sunday at the... What is it? Where is it?
It's at Casterton.
Casterton, sorry. I was about to say Ballarat. Casterton.
Best racing of the weekend in Victoria. And this is all going to be track dependent. The latest track reading was like 27 hours ago or 28 hours ago or some shit. So I'm not really sure if they've got more rain. Based off the fact that I think it's a soft six currently, which is what the information is telling me, I think T-Waters probably should be favourite in the first. Don't know whether I really want to back him. I think it'll be between T-Waters and Raise the Note, who's having a bit of a funny preparation. But, T-Waters brings his second to Enchanted Al last start round here and the second to Bitcoin at Ballarat. That's more than good enough to win a maiden hurdle. Race two, well, this will be probably one of the shortest price favourites of the season, I think. I think Enchanted Al will be like $1.20. If she's not, I'll make her $1.20. She's going to race Bazzini, who she gets 3 kilos off. And one of my golden rules is any horse that runs in the Grand Annual has a red fat line through it for the rest of the preparation. So they never, ever win another race. Just purely what it takes to run in a Grand Annual and the juice that it zaps out of you in that race. So, Enchanted Al will be a prohibitive favourite, I would think. And the third race, I think, will be the best race of the day. Not only is it over the live hedges, but it's a race where we can actually have a bet. Count Zero's got absolutely zero. It's got no hope of winning with 75.5 kilos. The race is between number two, the Mighty Spa, and number three, Karnamar. Karnamar gets 8 kilos off the Mighty Spa. So if Karnamar is going to ever win another race, it'll probably be on Sunday. I want to see what the market does and what the track comes up, because if it is in that heavy range, I probably lean to Karnamar. As much as it hates me to say, the Mighty Spa has been very good his last two to me at Castleton. But 74.5 kilos on a potential heavy track is going to take a fair effort from the professor and this horse to get the job done. He felt every inch of 73.5 last start. An extra kilo here could be the telling factor. So, yeah, obviously we'll wait for markets and whatever, and I'll put something out once we had some prices at about 10:45 on Sunday or something ridiculous. But, yeah, I think there's bets on the card, but I need to see what A, the track rating, and B, what prices. But, yeah, I'm confident that we can make some money on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm only having the one bet on Saturday. Literally, opportunistic will be the only bet that I have on the horses, and I'll have a couple of bets on Sunday. But, yeah, the racing's disgusting.
All righty. Sounds
did
like...
Did you say on the horses insinuated that you're going to back some dogs?
No, I'll have a bet in the football.
Oh.
Okay. A couple of SGMs. Sounds like opportunistic might be going in the podcast multi then.
Yeah, you've got to take something else though, because that's my selection. I actually don't have anything else.
Oh, I wasn't going to take him. But any other bets? Friday, Sunday?
Yeah. There's a horse in race. Oh, shit.
You having a bet in the Wax at Ballarat?
Yeah, mate. The Wax. It's by National Defence. It's called Spirit of Defence. Spirit of
this thing got beat at like $1.20 last time.
Yeah, I know, but it was
you.
The horse that knocked
it. Sure,
the horse that knocked it off went real well.
Oh, you're sick.
Yeah, I know. Nah, it'll win.
Jesus Christ.
Nah. Right. Bot's nah, evil laugh. You know you're in trouble when that comes out.
It'll win.
Yeah, I'm sure the punters that backed it into $1.20 last start thought the same.
Well,
you're a fucking crook.
So?
All right, we need a back, we need a lay, and we need a prey. I'll go first because I know what I'm doing. I'll let you boys quickly think of what you're going to be doing. My best bet is it's between two horses. It would be between race 6 Caulfield, number 3, the Black Cloud, and race 4, Eagle Farm, number 5, Autumn Boy. At the better odds, $4.20, I'm going to make it Autumn Boy because on the staking that I've done, it is going to be my best financial result. It's currently $4.20 top price Ladbrokes. My best each way of the day, race 8, Caulfield, Earlswood, and Milford. I think you could back them both each way, but Milford is the better odds, $11, so he's the value. And lays, I've got two of them. It's race 7, Pinjarra, Storyville, and also race 8, Caulfield, Sayadati, Sadati. But my podcast multi-tip is going to be Autumn Boy, the son of the Autumn Sun.
Huge. I'll go first. Lay, Storyville, best bet, moral, opportunistic, and no prey. Pray for the punters that have their heart in their hands. Following Bots, Blue Jackets, and bets on the Ballarat Wax.
All right, Will.
What?
Don't worry. Give us the best bet.
Well, the best bet will be coming off the Pakenham Wax, and it'll be Mercurial Lady in the third.
Where is that? Is that Saturday?
Caulfield. Yeah, Saturday.
Mercurial that raced Lady. At Ballarat last time. Not God's Carpet at Pakenham.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. It was Ballarat.
Right. So we've got
that Wax.
$3.80 into $4.20 into $3.80. These are just the top prices. You might get a little bit less. You might get a little bit more with the boost. We got a 60-1 multi.
Oh, I don't see how that loses, to be fair.
Just like Observer.
Oh, fuck you, mate. You don't have to bring it up. I'm like, I've done my fucking bowls. Every fucking...
Chiminda Vaz.
Oh, Chiminda Vaz has been done.
When we let you have selections in podcast multis, things go to shit.
Oh, fuck you.
I don't think mine was any better last week.
Yeah, but it all starts. It's just
actually, mine was Zaragana. Zaragana. Oh,
the sickest of all beats that.
It cruised up to him like far lap, and then Barcelona hit it with a stick, and she just said, nah. She dug her toes into the ground, as Nico would say.
Lose some, win more was given a mighty task and just missed.
Just missed the place. Yeah. Right, let's get to a couple of questions before we wrap up. We're going good for time for once. Damon Winley, how much did Benny pay Prem Data to say he had 50?
Word on the word on the street, I got tipped off, it was $265.
That's a very specific number.
Yeah, well, that's the mail I've
got.
Can
you count that high, Nico?
Yeah, well, punters can't count that high if they're back in your mules. They've got none left. Big fat zeros.
A couple pineapples will do the trick. Mum Simo, 73. Can you rate the Everest winners? Rank them from the best win down. Well, Celestial Legend's got to be number one, doesn't it?
Celestial Legend won a... when I ran with Guineas, it was Classique Legend.
Oh, sorry.
Best of them.
Classique Legend.
Yeah, Classique, Nature Strip.
Yes, broke the track record.
Yeah, he was there. Red Zales 2, and then...
Bella Nipotina.
Think about it.
Bella Nipotina was probably like... Bella Nipotina and Think About It were probably on the lower scale.
Those are the last two. Who won the first? Redzo won the first two. Just like the Melbourne Cup.
NS's Everest will forever hold a special place in my heart during COVID.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. Just like his second one.
Let's not speak about that.
Go and get fucked, Bob.
Tell you what, though.
Well, if you're going to bring up Observer, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, well, there's a fucking difference. A little squibby fucking two-year-old maiden winner. And the Kaying world's best Kaying sprinter. Rising's
Everest.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm already planning my tattoo.
Kaying Rising's Everest win will be pretty good.
Yep, it's going to be fantastic. And Bot's not coming anywhere near us. He's infectious. Bad luck.
Is there any chance that the vets send him home? Is there any chance of that?
No, because he doesn't have to come and deal with fuckwit in Melbourne.
Yeah, he doesn't have to get scanned in Australia. They changed the rules. Actually, no, he wouldn't have anyway for Sydney, but only for Melbourne.
He'll be fine. He'll just
anyway,
turn up.
Couple more questions. Couple more questions. Coops Irwin, Bot, since turning 21, have you forgot how to punt?
Yeah. What do you mean, since he's turned 21, Coops? He's had no idea for a long time.
Coops adds, reckon Chris Waller could do a better job than Michael Voss. Coaching. We need Ange Postecoglou. That's who we need. He's without a job at the moment.
Your mob would get rid of him too.
Yeah, probably. Anthony Rowe, Ben, is it true you got admitted to the Royal Melbourne with a case of leather poisoning? Very good. Very good. I've heard a couple of those.
Benny doesn't want this week to end.
He's loving it.
There's still a couple more.
He's still...
Ryan Patton. Vossi and the
like
Blues.
Glint in his eyes.
Bot and Observer. Which duo let you down more last Saturday, Ben?
Bot.
Yeah, well...
You didn't have that bet on the Blues.
Yeah, Bot and Observer. Like the Blues, I know what I'm going to expect from them, but
you know what you're going to expect from Bot too, but you just hope that it's going to change.
At 11:50 a.m. last Saturday, as I was, you know, getting ready for footy in the car on the way there, I thought today might be a good day. It just might.
Mate, I bet like a fucking champion last week. They just didn't win.
I bet like a fucking champion last weekend and they just didn't win. Well, you didn't really bet like a champion.
They were all off the map. Well, they were all fucking hammered.
Beating SP means fuck all unless they win.
Oscar Gordon is a teammate of mine. He's chimed in on Twitter.
Oh, here we go. Aussie, this will be interesting.
You need to get a profile picture.
I hope you get a media fine for every single giggle, hoot, everything that's going on for this.
Giggle and hoot. I don't think that many of them listen to the podcast, but anyway. Is there more chance of Ben kicking a goal or getting another 50-piece this season? Like, I'm no good in front of goals. I've just completely forgot how to kick them. So, yeah, I doubt I'll kick a goal this year. So that answers that. I just fall apart. I crumble.
What about a hardball?
Oh, no. What's a hardball? What's a tackle? None of those. Parlay Pete, how is Callander still on Sky? Obviously not a fan of Richard Callander. Adam Wharf, will Ben's 50-piece on the weekend get a run?
Oh, it's already had more runs than Bob.
It's done a marathon.
Mate, it's done a couple a laps. It's done a Lazat. It's unseated the jockey.
It's done a V. It's done a V.
It's victory lap.
It's got spooked and thrown Chad back off.
Tamsy, what's your favourite moment of the autumn carnival? Carnivals.
Piling into going Via Sistina.
Yeah, it's got Via winning the QE's hard to beat, isn't it? Just solidifies herself as a champ.
It's times like this weekend that you just really miss the good horses.
Yeah.
Like you see Squibs going around at $1.80 and you're like, well, fuck me. Imagine when we can back Via at $1.80 in a few months and just be completely confident that she's just as sure as the sun coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we're a long way from that.
Oh, it's not far away, Ben. It's not.
Yeah.
What's worst time of the year, though? He says,
save your pennies for finals day and cut out the baby food. I think that's in reference to my baby gif of it throwing up. Tristan Tate, not racing related. He's a big fan, Tristan. But do if yous have an occupation outside being high risk investors, what are they? So what's our job? Well, I work at Mooney Valley. I don't know if I'm going to be working there next year or not once it goes into renovation.
And he's going back to play VFL.
No. They actually have to work hard.
A few more 50 pieces. Carlton will be calling.
No, I can't be bothered doing that stuff again. Too much effort.
I've got my own lawn mowing and garden business with my old man.
Nico's a gym.
I'm a gym,
And Bot just cuts up race replays on racing.com.
Clip it, post it, shut it, Bot specialty.
And he can't do any of that. Yeah. Chris the Cast Starter, this might be up your alley, Bot. Anyone downloaded Uma Musume yet? That sounds very Japanese.
Why the fuck would that be up my alley?
Look it up. Look up Uma. U-M-A.
Yeah.
M-U-S-U-M-E. That sounds like
sounds like you're booking a massage.
Sounds like a Japanese food
app. It's a mobile game for animes.
Oh, right.
It came out in 2021.
That's not where I thought this was going.
Ume Musume. I thought it was going to be like Japanese food or something.
Ume Musume Pretty Derby. So it looks like it's like these little Japanese women that are dressed up as horses, and it looks like they're running around the racetrack.
Wow, this is some sick shit. Nico would be into this, I reckon.
No fucking way.
Nico does
Matt Penny, Milford with a vomit emoji. I don't know what Milford's done wrong. Maybe just the fact that I got beat last time and it was a sick beat.
I love Milford.
But anyway, Matt, if you liked Milford last time, I reckon you can have something on again. James says, Grinzinger Bell by 10 or 20 lengths.
Just relax.
She has done this a couple times.
And stopped.
Yeah, she's kept going a couple of times as well. But
unfortunately,
usually
on that day
tracks,
at Caulfield, she can stop. She stops often. That's what she does.
Yeah. Don, as for a question, when are you bringing the outro songs back again? But I really wanted to say was, and he just screenshotted the Premier Data Instagram thing. Outro songs. Well, unfortunately,
They weren't gone by choice.
No, they weren't. Look, and if anyone's got some original music for me, then send it in. But I loved finishing the podcast with an outro song. But
we'll have to clip up Benny's set next time he's on the decks.
Oh, they just they just kept taking them down. Like we'd upload a podcast and it would be down within a couple of weeks because it's
Marlon can be the outro song.
Yeah, well, Marlon has probably been taken down before when I've put him up. So. Anyway, and the last one's from Nathan. Last question of the night. Just wanting an update on how you gents are feeling. Ben hard up in bed with leather poisoning. Bot recovering from whatever poisonous cocktail he cooked up with the pink drinks and Queensland diesel. And if Nico could call Tashi a moral so I don't have to back it, that'd be great. Cheers.
Wait, what's the pink drinks? What's he talking about?
Oh, you remember that video of Seven Horse Racing and that bloke looked like you?
Oh, yeah. Didn't even look that much like me. I thought it was for me for like a second just because he has curly hair.
Yeah, but it's
like,
just the hair. Oh, no. Nah. He looked a little bit like you.
Tiny bit. I thought it was me for a second, but
No, what a fuckwit! Like, why would you do that?
for
it's a
context,
cold day already.
For context, punters, he's double parked with both cans in his right hand, and he's trying to drink the top one. And obviously, when he goes to drink it, the second one spills all over him as well. And this guy just happened to have curly hair, young fella, white and pasty like Bot. So someone tagged me in it saying, "Will's taking the 21st birthday celebrations." a bit too hard, so yeah, we shared it. Nico, call Tashi immoral.
Well, she's the furthest thing from immoral. She's immoral to run a place.
Yeah. Well, he didn't call it immoral, so I'll be on. All right, let's wrap it up there. Just under an hour. We'll see you back here next week, punters, and hopefully better races are just around the corner.